Hey, this is Raina Says, and this is not a car ride event, but a car ride conversation, I should say. So, I just want to give you guys some good news. So, I got promoted to technically it's like lateral, but I feel like it's a promotion because of all the benefits that come with it. Salary's the same, but I have better bonus potential and opportunities. Titling's basically the same, and, I'm literally significantly closer to my home. Like right now, I've been able to do these car ride events because I had an hour drive, hour 15, sometimes 2 hour drive home. And now in traffic, it's going to take me 15 minutes to get home. So that's a promotion in my head. But in any case, so I wanted to talk to you about how this actually came to be. So I've been working for this company for a year, and had some ups and downs at the company, and I wasn't exactly satisfied with my bonus potential. Although I make an excellent salary that I'm very happy with, that was significantly more than my previous position as an assistant vice president, I still knew that I could do more if I had just a little bit of a different position. So I had been talking to my manager about this opportunity, about these different opportunities and things to do. And every time I had this conversation, the person that basically gets to be in charge of my paycheck wasn't necessarily rude or not giving me anything, but it was more so like, hey, look, sorry, I don't see an opportunity for you right now. Sorry, this isn't going to happen right now. I don't see how this could happen. Sorry, right? Fast forward. So I finally found out what I can do with the tenureship that I've had, right? So I went and looked up a different position in a completely different area, different market that had nothing to do with where the hierarchy of my managers were. And I found an opportunity that basically would give me everything that I want. It was 15 minutes from the house. It was just awesome. So instead of applying for it, I found out who the hiring manager is, the person that would be my manager. And instead of reaching out to him, I looked to see who he manages. Okay. And I was like, okay, so who does he manage? And I saw one of the people he manages is someone I actually know. So I reached out to that person. I said, hey, what do you know about this guy? Like, is he cool? Or like, what's up with this person? Because I'm not desperate enough to go just to anyone. I want to make sure I really understand this person and can see myself working for them. Because, you know, this is what we do. You know, while you're still working in corporate America, you know, you need to be able to be comfortable with who's going to be managing you. And I heard great things. Fast forward, that was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Didn't do anything with that information, just sat on it and thought more about what's the best thing for me to do. So I decided randomly on Friday of last week to go to the location that I would be in charge of, that I would be, the locations I'd be managing, right? I went there without them knowing who I was, well, without them knowing that what my position currently is as a vice president. I went there without telling them anything about me. I still work for the same company. It's just a different place. And everyone that was there was so welcoming and so awesome and so sweet. And they were like, hey, did you need anything from us? Are you good? And then one person was like, hey, we didn't verify who she is. Like, hey, I'm really glad that you're here, but we need to actually still follow protocol. So I loved that. They went and looked up who I was, and they were like, oh, okay, cool. So, what are you doing here? And so I started talking to them more about it. And I told them on Friday, I said, yeah, so I know you guys have been missing out on your manager for some time. And they're like, yes, it's been crazy. I'm like, I know. I'm like, well, I'm going to go ahead and see what I can do about making sure I'm here moving forward to help you guys and manage you guys and kind of get you guys to the next level. They're like, oh, wow, that's great. And I thought that was pretty bold of me because I didn't know who had applied to this position. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know anything about, you know, the potential of this position. But I know me. And I then decided to email the hiring manager at that moment. Emailed him a great email, letting him know I want to bring some value to your location. I want to do something. I want to be able to be of value to you. Tell me what I can do to make sure that I'm a part of your team. And he's like, call me. So I called him. We spoke on the phone briefly. He told me to apply for the position, meet him on Monday, met him on Monday, had a great conversation with him, about an hour or so. And by Tuesday, he said, it's yours if you want it. So, it was, that's why I say, like, it's a promotion to me because I really had to go out there and get it. I have more earning potential, which is always great. I'm closer to home. I'm saving so much money by not having to be up, you know, driving 2 hours at home or 2 hours to get home. My gas is going to be on point. You know, I have a better work-life balance. I'm just happy about it. And I wanted to share that with you guys. So, but the moral of the story is that, man, if I had waited for my manager to give me the opportunity, where would I be today, right now? I'd be in traffic still, driving. that's not a good look. Instead, I had to go out there and get it. And I think a lot of us, like, forget what hustle really means. We don't just hustle to make your dollar. You hustle to get to that next level every time. We can't wait for people to give us shit. We have to go out there and get it. We have to go out there and say, all right, you know what? I need to make a change. Because if I don't make a change, then I'm choosing to be in this situation. And Lord knows, I'm not choosing to drive home 2 hours every night. I'm not choosing to hear about other people in different positions that get, you know, $30,000, $40,000 bonuses. And I'm not getting that. I want that. So that's how that works. So, yeah.